Matthew chapter 14, I have a wonderful message that I would want to share with you this morning that is going to take you to another level in your faith. Amen. Are we there? Right, Matthew chapter 14, I'll be reading from verse 22. And straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship, and then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The title of my message this morning is "The Power of Sustained Faith." Hallelujah. The power of sustained faith. Hallelujah. Let me just welcome the visitors who have graced us this morning. You are welcome. Marwakwe Tresha Kanaka Musitara Jesu. Amen. Hallelujah. The power of sustained faith. You know, many times we abort our miracles. We abort what God is doing in our lives. Why? Because of the circumstances that arise, the problems that arise in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. We abort the miracles of God because we cannot stand the test of time. Hallelujah. Your faith cannot stand the troubles that are thrown at you. Your faith cannot stand the test of time. Amen. You know, these are some of the things that come out as we are, you know, going through the story that I have read to you about Peter walking on the water. Mustara Jesu, amen. Hallelujah. What I would want you to realize, ladies and gentlemen, is that life is a journey. You are like someone who is going from point A to point B. Amen. But as you are going from point A to point B in your life, there are certain things that happen in between point A and point B of your life. There are things that are going to happen before the promise that God has spoken to your life is realized. The Bible says the Lord speaks the end from the beginning, which means the Lord prophesies of your end at the beginning, but He does not normally provide you with the details, the minute details of how that dream is going to be realized. Hallelujah. You know, in life, you are going to face ups and downs. If there is someone who told you that the Christian life is all rosy, someone lied to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Read your Bible very well. Read the Bible about, you know, those who have gone before us. Read the Bible about Jesus. Read the Bible about the apostles. Amen. Life is not all rosy, but life is full of ups and downs. Amen. But in those ups and downs, the Lord, you know, he did not design it so that you may be consumed by them. The Lord did not design it so that you may be defeated by what comes against you. But the Lord wants you to conquer everything that comes your way. And we conquer the fiery darts of the devil. We conquer everything that comes against our life through what? Through faith. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we have a very good example of a man called Abraham. The Lord told him, get out of the land of your fathers and go to Canaan. But the Lord did not furnish him with the details of what is going to happen in between. But the Lord said, I am going to make you great and I'm going to bless you. Joseph, when he dreamed, you know, his father and his mother and his brothers bowing before him, God did not furnish him with the details that he was going to be in prison for more than 2 years. God did not furnish him with the details that his own brothers were going to sell him. So God can speak of your destiny, but mind you, there are things that are between now and your destiny that you may not know. Things that will come in your life that might make you realize or think that you may never reach your goal. Musitara Jesu, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So because of all these things, what I would want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is that faith is a requirement to walking with God. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please him. Not maybe, not sometimes, but the Bible says it is impossible to please him without faith. Which means for you to be able to walk with God, God requires faith. Hallelujah. What is the definition of faith? The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Look at this. It is the substance. Substance is something that is tangible. It's something that you can hold to, right? And it is the evidence of things not seen. Which means if that thing cannot be seen, if that thing is not yet in existence, faith is the substance, it is the evidence of that which is not seen. I'm waiting for you to get it. I'm waiting for it to sink in you. What am I trying to say? You have not yet gotten it, but you have gotten it. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, by his stripes, we are healed. Not we are going to be. If you are sick, your confession is by his stripes, I am healed. Not I am going to be healed, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? You are hoping to be healed. But faith is the substance of being healed, which means your confession is, I am healed. Faith is this evidence, oh my God. But your confession is, I am healed. You are broke, but your confession is, I am rich. That is faith. I spoke to you earlier on about God calling the things that are not as though they were. God called Abraham, the father of many nations, before he had a son, oh my God. And people were looking at him mocking. How can you be a father of many nations when you do not have a child? God is a God of faith. Hallelujah. 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 You know, you are sitting on a chair. Amen. Right. Where is a chair? Right. My brother, come and sit on this chair. You are seated. You are seated. Amen. You see him? He's seated. I have a question for you. When you came and sat here, did you ever think, could chair, is it going to hold me, or you just came and sat?
I just came and sat.
Could I wadona?
It was something else.
It was something else. But the point that I want to make is, he never thought. Thank you. Why did he not think? Because he had faith that the chair would hold him. He trusted that the chair will hold him. So when the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God, zvoreva kuti Mwari kana wakudila naMwari unofanira kunge une the faith, the trust that what God spoke and promised in your life, he is able to do it. Kugara kwaita munhu pa chair without thinking, he had faith in the chair to hold him. Likewise, you are supposed to have faith in God concerning your life. Mwari akataura kuti, if I can take care of the sparrows, zvanzi, the sparrows hadzirime. They don't do any work, but I feed them. That's what God said. Which means God wants you to have faith in him that he can provide for you. In that problem that you have, God wants you to have the faith that he can solve it. Are you getting this? When we're talking about being healed, by his stripes, I am healed. What God desires in your life is the trust that he is able to do it. That's why he says you cannot please him, never, if you cannot have that faith in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when I'm talking about sustained faith, you know, I said the title of my message is what? The power of sustained faith. What is to sustain? To sustain is to continue something. Hallelujah. You know, vanoridza, you know, keyboard, there is what is called a sustain pedal. Amen. What does the sustain pedal do? The sustain pedal helps you to continue the sound that you have played. So when I'm talking about sustained faith, I'm talking about a faith that continues to hold regardless of the circumstances that are thrown at you. I'm talking about faith that stands the test of time. My God. You know, the Bible says that Abraham never staggered in faith, because he counted him who had promised what? Faithful to fulfill what he had said. What came first in Abraham's life was the word, was the promise. But the promise was not what fulfilled right there and then. Which means what Abraham needed in his life was sustained faith. That's what Paul tells us in Romans 8. That he never staggered in what? In faith. Hallelujah. Now let's learn something from the story that we've read. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible, you know, spoke about Jesus sending away his disciples into a ship so that they would cross over the other side. This is, you know, this was after Jesus he had fed the 5,000, right? He fed them, then he said to his disciples, get into a ship and get over to the other side. While he dismissed the crowds. And the Bible says, after that, he went alone into a mountain to pray. Amen. But as these disciples were going, into funga hangu kuti, Jesus knew what was ahead of them. Hallelujah. Jesus had performed a miracle to feed the 5,000. Then he says, go to the other side, knowing very well what is going to happen to them. Do you realize that sometimes God makes you go through situations that are meant to test your faith? He had done a miracle feeding 5,000 people. With what? Was it 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Right? What kind of a miracle is that? Then he says, now go. Alone. So sometimes he's trying to test your faith to see, after I've done this miracle for you, if you meet another situation in your life, what are you going to do? Are you going to cry? Are you going to lose all hope? Are you going to lose all faith? After you have seen this kind of miracle, unoza kunewa mwano anokurumiza kukanganu. Mwarapeza kuita munana mupenyu wako. Wosanga na nikameka challenge. You lose faith. Very easily. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus sent them away into this ship. Amen. And as they were crossing over to the other side, this was the Sea of Galilee. As they were crossing over to the other side, when they came to the midst of the sea, the Bible says the wind was contrary against them. And the waves were what? Began to buffet the ship to and fro. Amen. And they thought they were going to what? To sink. Hallelujah. You know, in life, I want you to understand this. These waves, these winds, the boisterous winds that are coming against the ship, these things, they represent the problems that are coming against you in your life. The winds represent the problems, the circumstances that you face in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And as that was happening, the Bible tells us that Jesus came walking on the water on the 4th watch of the night. What is the 4th watch of the night? Around between 3 to 6 a.m. Amen. He comes walking on the water. The ship is in trouble. The people are fearing for their lives. But Jesus comes walking on the water. What does that tell you? Ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing that can get Jesus down. There is no problem that can get Jesus down. Kufamba kwa ito ita pamusoro pemvura kwa ito kuratiza kuti he is what above all situations, he is above all circumstances of life, he is above all problems that you can face in life. Because those who were being buffeted are the ones who were in the ship. But the one who was outside the ship, he was walking on top of the water. There was no man who had ever walked on water. No one. Moses akatsemura gungwa hana kufamba pamusoro. Elijah hana kufamba pamusoro pemvura. It was Jesus who walked on top of water. Muzita ra Jesu, amen. Muzita ra Jesu, amen. So the Bible tells us that Jesus, as he was drawing closer to the ship, the disciples saw him, and when they saw him, the Bible says they cried out for fear, saying, "It is a spirit. It is an apparition." Can I trip when you show now? Maybe you would say it's a what? Zim Zangar, and it called Chipoko. Right? Chipoko. Look at this. These guys are already in trouble in the ship. They are being buffeted by the wind, by the waves. Pamsoropezo. They see an apparition. Hallelujah. Now we understand at that time, you know, people are always superstitious, aren't it? It's time that Oka Garam Road, Mamot. But the reason it was being done, amen. Hallelujah. So in these times, the sailors, you know, they were very superstitious about things like ghosts. Amen. Vaitenda kuti ukaona a ghost or appear as if you have seen a ghost whilst you are a sailor, it means shipwreck. Sakuchema kwakaita varume kwanga kusiri kuchema chete kwekuti no, we have seen a ghost. Kwangwa kutova, you know, a superstitious cry kuti we are going to sink. The Bible says they cried for fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But as they cried like that, Jesus says, "Hold your peace. Do not fear. It is I." Amen. And then Peter, when he realized that it was the Lord, what did he say? "Lord, if it is you, bid me to come on the water." You know, I like Peter. I like him. Vakawanda mnogonota Peter munangane dzungu. Hey, what? Andirika. But I like Peter. Nedzungu rake hakunangane kutenda kudarika Peter futi. Because dzimwe nguva kutenda kunoda munhu anenge anopenga penga. Because Abraham ane makore ake na gogosara to hold on to the effect yekuti, you know, we shall have a child. Ndokupenga. That's why I like Peter. Right? Amen. "Lord, if it is you, bid me to come on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." That is what Peter needed. The word rekungoti come. That word was like the chair. My God. That was the trust that Peter needed. That was the confidence that Peter needed to step out in faith. I don't know if it was you. Were you going to do it? Never. After I remember, it is only Peter who said, "If it is you, come." But Peter, I try to watch it. You know, he could simply have received Jesus into the what? Into the ship and they went, but why did he want to walk on water? You know, it's actually causing me to realize something. But sometimes if you don't demand some things from God, sometimes if you don't exercise, you know, faith in your life on some things that do not seem ordinary, you will never receive the extraordinary. Akuna chiri extraordinary chinouya kupenyu wako until you learn to demonstrate extraordinary faith. That was extraordinary. Walking on the water. Amen. So when Jesus said, come, you know what Peter did? He stepped out onto the water and he began walking on top of water. Ladies and gentlemen, you may try to say Peter sank, Peter did this, but akatombofamba pamusoro pemvura. Ndo zvamusingazivi. A miracle happened. Zvekunyorawo zvimwe, but akatombofamba. My God. Unoziva, usatadziswe kuita chinhu nemumwe munhu because of the fear of failure. Kuti vanhu vanozoti kudii zvikaramba. Ndikaisa kamusika apa ndikatrya kutengesa. Zvikaramba vanhu vanozoti kudii. Ndo vakambotrya kuita business zvikaramba. Ndo vakambotrya kutengesa tengesa zvikaramba. Ndo vakambotrya kuvaka imba ikaramba kupera. Ndo vakambotrya vaimboti vada kutenga mota zvikaramba. Ha! Are you getting that? Never allow anyone to stop you from pursuing your dream. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So, Peter walked on water. That Peter wakafamba pamusoro pemvura. He walked. Tinombomhanyirei kufailure ndati akafamba pamusoro pemvura. Hallelujah. But Peter, unfortunately, he made a mistake. Amen. Because the Bible says as he was going, he was looking straight at Jesus as he walked. He was not looking on the water. He looked at what? Jesus, who said, come. Kurakuti, when Jesus releases a word in your life about something, about your destiny, you look at him. Don't look at people. Don't look at their opinion. Not everyone is going to support you in your vision. Not everyone is going to support. Hey, Regan, what are you doing? Kana mwari vataura chinhu kuupenyu hwako, usafunga kuti vachaudza munhu ari pa next. Vaudza iwewe. Kureva kuti kunogona kuuya mumwe munhu achikuudza zvimwe zvinhu zvataurwa naMwari pamusoro pako, but iwo vakati kudii kwauri. Why would God run to tell somebody vachisiya ini about my own life? Which means he tells you. And you are supposed to hold on to that word and what? Walk with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Peter, as I said, he made a mistake. What mistake did he do? The Bible says he took his eyes off Jesus and he looked at the winds and he looked at the waves. And the Bible says he feared. And because of the fear, the Bible says he began to sink. And then he cried, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him and brought him out. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. You know, I remember I went out to Peter. Because of this, I will leave you. Sink. Why did you doubt? But the Bible says the Lord is a very present help in times of trouble. A present help. He is always ready to bring you out of your problem. He is always ready to bring you out of that challenge that you have. He's always ready. So some people fail to cry out to him, say, Lord, I need your help. I know you cannot ask someone to say, help me. But kuna vamwe kuti even kuna Mwari agonondibatsira. I don't think that he has power in himself. Hallelujah. But Peter said, Lord, help me. And Jesus helped me out. Musitara Jesu, amen. Now, I want you to understand this. The point that I just want to make, amen, is that there is a pattern that Peter went through. So, amen. Peter, the first thing that he did is he took his eyes away from Jesus. That was the first thing. The moment he took away his eyes from Jesus, the second thing that he did, He looked at the waves and the winds. Number two, amen. The next thing that he did is that he feared. Amen. And the next thing after fearing that happened to him is what? He lost faith. And when he lost faith, what was the conclusion of the matter? He sank. Now that is the pattern that is causing you to fail. That is the same pattern. Why? Because you take your eyes off him. Amen? And you what? You look at your problems. You look at your challenges. These things are going to consume me. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? You know, my children are going to school. I don't have school fees. This problem is going to kill me. Oh, this TB is going to kill me. Look at that. And ukaita shamwari, tisinga namate, you are in trouble. Because they don't speak faith. They don't. Every time amuno sangana, you are talking about kuoma kwe economy. Awakomana azvinhu zvazooma, ayayaya, azvinhu zvazooma. Iye Jesu anikakatarisa, okay. Handiti uri kuconfessa kuti zvaoma. Zvinongooma. I'm not denying reality here. I'm not denying reality. That is the reality. Andirika. Zvinhu zviri kuitika. Things that are affecting all people. Andirika. But I say the faith is what? Faith is what? Substance of things. What? The evidence of things, not. What is the Lord spoken in your life? What is it that you are hoping for? Look at that. Are you hoping kuti zvinhu zvinonaka here muupenyu hwako? Or you are hoping kuti zvinoramba zvishoma? Kana uchihopa kuti no zvichakuitira zvakanaka. So what is where is the substance of what you are hoping for? Where is the evidence? Amen. Hallelujah. Pana runzo zvandikutaura. Hallelujah. So that is the pattern of how Peter began to sink. Amen. Hallelujah. So what is the remedy to that? What is the remedy? Amen. I told you, you know, there is a faith that you exercise in your life. You know, konzira kuti uite an instant miracle. Dogona kuti Panapa, be healed in the name of Jesus. And you have that momentary faith that you have. You have to know the word and you receive your healing. But there is also sustained faith that is needed in your life. You have my promises are pamusoro peupenyu wako. I say, I realize if they are happening after some time, God can release the word now. But he wants you to remain in faith until the manifestation of the promise. Amen. So what you are required to do is you must never take your eyes off Jesus. Never take your eyes off the what? The pro. Oh, Jesus. You know, can I have a miracle die? I need to help someone. Amen. In the regard to confess religion one. And defend Agasa Darara. Amen. Mandinswa. And defend Agasa Darara. Nichi try to solve a problem. Yako. If you fail to hear what I'm saying. Never. Why I'm fundis? Because I don't have power in myself to solve problems. It is God who solves problems. And the Bible says faith can only come through hearing the what? The word. If you cannot hear what I'm saying, I cannot help you. If you cannot hear what I'm saying, faith can never grow in your life. You know, it's high time we quit as ministers of God to pose as if we are the solutions Never. The solution is Jesus, and the solution is in his word. And the basarangu is to point you to his word. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the word of God that will bring faith in your life. It is the word of God. You know what? Jesus. For you to be able to remain in faith, you can only remain in faith if you pray. And you can only remain in faith if you stay in the word. Why? Because if you don't do that, information from the world, circumstances from the world, they overwhelm you. Oh my God. That is the word that Jesus used when he said sink. The Greek word there means to overwhelm. Problems, troubles, human opinions, they overwhelm you. And you lose faith. And you become what? Unfruitful. Amen. Hallelujah. But for you to be able to sustain yourself in faith, stay in the word, because it is the way that will bring faith in your life. Amen. Stay in prayer, because when you pray, Jesus will continue to confirm the things that he has said in your life. Jesus will continue to what? To confirm. Because I can pray right now. Amen. And Jesus speaks something in my life. 1 week later, because of the status quo, because of what I'm seeing, I begin to doubt. But the moment I get into prayer, he reaffirms what he said. Are you getting this? That's why I'm saying that is how you can sustain yourself in prayer. Hallelujah. 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 So ladies and gentlemen, I don't have any more words to say to you, but this, I'm going to repeat again what I said. Amen. And I want you to go with this word. I said for you to sustain yourself in faith, what do? Never take your eyes off Jesus. Hallelujah. Never concentrate on your problems. Stay in the word and stay in prayer, and you shall be sustained in faith. And that is what will cause your miracle to come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. I want you to stand on your feet right now. Hallelujah. 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 You know, if you keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, that is what will cause you to be victorious over the circumstances of life. Many things that are causing other people sleepless nights will not be a problem in your life if you keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't take your eyes off him. Don't concentrate on that problem. Don't concentrate on the issues that are happening in your life. Sometimes you should learn to ignore some things that are in your life and look at him. Because looking at the issue is not what will solve the problem, but it is looking at Jesus. Hallelujah. As I'm speaking, right, I'm feeling issues. I am feeling issues in people's lives. But I'm saying don't look at the issues. My God. Don't look at the issues, because when you look at the issues, what will come in? Doubt. Doubt will set in. And what does doubt cause? It will cause fear. And what will the fear cause? Fear and faith, they do not coexist. It's either you are in faith or you are in fear. Hallelujah. Right now, I want you to raise up your voice and begin to pray. My God. My God. My God. Confess that from today you are no longer one who is going to fail in faith. Confess right now that from today you shall not be a reed that is shaken by the wind when it comes to faith. But you shall be a man. You shall be a woman of strong faith. When circumstances come into your life, when problems come your way, you do not doubt the hand of God. You do not doubt the power of God. You do not doubt that Jesus is able to take you out of your problem. In the mighty name of Jesus, come on, raise up your voice right now. Marababo shita na makai ndelebeso. Telanja le krastori tati ya na makai. Itiani sedraka utete nemekeso maanda na makai. Iriata shakrestori biata na makai. Eda klatori brashuka ndelebeso. Iata na makau sande nebeke usumanda na makai. In the mighty name of Jesus, regardless of the status quo, remain in faith. Regardless of what the world throws at you, remain in faith. Regardless of what people will throw at you, remain in faith. Regardless of the situation at home, remain in faith. Regardless of the troubles, remain in faith. It is the power of sustained faith that will bring a miracle in your life. It is the power of sustained faith that will realize the promises of God in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is God's desire that you may receive that grace, that miracle, that turnaround in your life. Remain in faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Reba shita na makaita de beso. Reba usalta na makaita na mabasha. Come on, raise your voice. You are being released right now. My God, my God, my God. Mashekata na babo shita na makaya. Reba usalta na makaita de beso. Bera baba yande de beutu maria de la makaya. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, right now I am declaring over your life, what may have failed, what may have died in the name of Jesus, I speak the grace of restoration in your life, my God. Zvinogona kutorera mufaro muupenyu hwako. Ukafunga nezvazvo. In the name of Jesus Christ, that thing must go out of your life. Iraba usatana makainda namaya. That must go out of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, my God. The Bible says, He gives joy. Joy that passeth understanding. Mufaro wekuti vanhu akakubvunza
kuturu kufarirei vachitarisa pauri vachitarisa situation yako vanoshaya kuti uri kufarirei. But the Bible says he gives joy which passeth all understanding. My God, I am declaring that joy in your life right now. For the Bible says the joy of the Lord, it is my strength. Mufaro wa Jehovah, mufaro wa Mwari, ngaume simba mupenyu wako. Because you are convinced that he who promised will bring it to pass. My God.
Raise up your hands right now to heaven. Masha kauta talama uzanda bendele karos de diana.